Apostolic prayers. In the Bible, there are a number of occasions during which prayers are literally written into the Bible. This audio series will present these prayers in a format that is personalized in such a way that you can easily speak them over yourself in the same way that you will hear me speak them over myself. Ephesians 1, 17 through 23. Lord, I come before you in prayer, and I pray that the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I would know what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, to know the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. Ephesians 3:14 through 21. I bow my knee to the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that you would grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ would dwell in my heart by faith, and that I, being rooted and grounded in love, would be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that I would be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all generations, age without end. Amen. Colossians 1:9-14. Father, I pray that I would be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I would walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which has made me meet to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered me from the power of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom I have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Philippians 1:9-11. And this I pray, that my love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that I may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Second Thessalonians 1:11-12. Lord, I thank you that you will count me worthy of my calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of my Lord Jesus will be glorified and I will be glorified in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Second Thessalonians 3:1-3. Lord, I pray for my family and community that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. Amen.